Shalom to all. Today's office bomb mitzvah daf chaf beis, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words Tashma. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah, and Lilu Nishmas Rabbi Chaim Mardechai Ben Reb Chaim. His neshama should have an aliyah. So we're right in the middle of discussing Yishalai Midas, and what is that? So an object was found, and we know that when the owner discovers his loss, he will definitely be miyayish. He's going to give up hope. The problem is that he hasn't yet discovered that it was lost, and the question is the finder kind it or not? Abaye holds Yishalai Midas loy have yish, and Rava holds Yishalai Midas have yish. As the Gemara attempts another raya, this time for Abaye, Tashma, Shotav Narakarv, Itzav Havanov, a river swept away a person's beams, wood, or stones, but also Misach Sadech Haveroi, and put them into the field of his friend, Harel Shalai, his friend is allowed to keep them, because the owner was Miyayish. Now, what do we learn from here? Time to Nisayashu Abaylim. It's Mashma, the only reason why his friend is allowed to keep them is because the owner was already Miyayish. Hastama, that's Mashma, if the owner was not Miyayish yet, because he doesn't know that it happened, the Loi, then this fellow would not be allowed to keep them. It must be the Yish Lamidas, Loi Haviyish. So Gemara says no. Hachamaya Skinon, what are we talking about over here? Kishiyachal, where the fellow was able to save them. And that's why, unless we know for sure that he was Miyayish, the finder's not allowed to keep them. The Gemara says, Yachiv, that's really so. Ema Seifa. So take a look at the end of the Braisa. What does the end of the Braisa say? Imhayu Abaylim Ratim Achrayim. If the owner is chasing after it, trying to save it, Chayv Lahachzer, then the guy whose field these things were deposited into has to return them. Well, Ibi Chayim Lahatzel, if this Braisa is talking about where the fellow was technically able to save his stuff from the river, Ma'iri Maradfin, why does the Braisa have to say that he was chasing after his stuff? Afilu in Maradfin, Nami. Even if the guy wasn't chasing after his stuff, since he's able to save it, the finder's not allowed to keep it, and he would have to return it, unless, of course, he knows for sure there was Yish. So Gemara answers, you're right. Hachamai Skin, what are we talking about over here? Where the owner is able to save them only through difficulty. Therefore, Maradfin lo yayish. If he's chasing after them, he's clearly showing that he's not miyayish, and that's why the finder has to return them. Whereas in Maradfin, if he's not chasing after it, Yush miyayish, so then it's obvious he's miyayish. So we don't have a raya for Abaye. And Toshma, we have another attempted raya. Ketzar Amra, Tarim Shalai Midas, Truma Sa Truma. What's the situation that the Chum said that if a person separates Truma from his friend's stuff without his friend knowing that it's valid Truma? Let's say Reuven went into Shimon's field, the Likate, and he gathered stuff, Tarim Shalai Bershos, and he separated Truma without Rishos to the owner of Shimon. So Im Chash Mishum Gazel, in Truma Sa Truma. If we have to be chayshesh, then maybe what Reuven did was stealing, so then the truma is not valid. However, vim lav, if there's no reason to chayshesh that, truma say truma, it is valid truma. And we know in huyadeya, im chayshesh mishum gazel vim lav, how would he know if we have to be chayshesh, then maybe what he did was stealing, or if not? So it really depends what the Baal Bias' response is. Harish Baal Bias, let's say the Baal Bias came to the field, and he discovered what Reuven did. Va'amar lo, and he told Reuven, klachetel yafas, you should go to the better produce. So now we have to see, im nimtzu yafas mehen, if there actually is better produce in the field that Reuven could have separated truma from, truma say truma. So the truma is valid. And that's because we understand that the owner said as follows, Klachetzel Yafas, you should have gone to the better produce. I had better produce. Why didn't you separate from that? In other words, I'm happy with what you did, and therefore it's valid truma, but it would have been better if you would have taken off the better produce. Now, Vimlav, however, if the owner does not have better produce, ain't truma say truma, it's not valid truma. That's because we understand the Baal Bais was telling him, Klachetzel Yafas, if I would have had better produce, you would have gone to that, and you would have even separated truma from the better produce, and I definitely wouldn't have been happy with that. The same way, I'm not happy with what you did right now. However, continues the Braisa, lick to a bile by Sifalayan, if the owner himself gathered some stuff and added on to the truma, so benkach trumasa truma, whether or not he had better produce, Reuven's truma is valid. Now here's attempted raya, chinimtsu yafas mehen trumasa truma. Bottom line is that when we do find better produce, we said that what Reuven did is valid truma. But I might watch that be. In a detaram, when he did separate the truma, halai havayada, the owner didn't know about it. And still we're saying that once the owner discovers the truma separated, it's valid truma. And that's just like Yishalai Midas. The owner doesn't know about it now, but later on, he will know about it. It must be the Yishalai Midas have a Yish. So Gemara says, not a Raya. Targum Rava Libid Abaye. Rava actually explains for Abaye, even though this is really a Raya for Rava, he's still explaining how this could work in Shitas Abaye as well. To Shav Yishliach, we're talking about where the owner appointed Reuven as a Shliach to separate Chumar for him. And Hachin Avistab, it's actually logical to say that Reuven was appointed as a Shliach. If you want to say that the owner did not appoint Reuven to be a Shliach to separate Chumar for him, Mihava Chumar say Chumar, would his Chumar be valid at all, even if the owner was happy with it? Vaha Atem Gamatem. When the Torah talks about separating truma, it doesn't just use the word atem, it uses the word gamatem, as in the pasuk, kein terimu gamatem. And what do we learn from this extra word gam? L'ravish l'chachem, it includes your shliach, meaning your shliach is allowed to separate truma for you. And what do we learn from here? Ma'atem l'daitchem, just like when you separate truma, you obviously know what you're doing, it's according to your das, av shluchachem l'daitchem, so too, if your shliach is going to separate truma for you, it has to be with your das, with your knowledge. And therefore, it has to be in order for Reuven's truma to be valid, that the owner appointed him to be a shliach. So what was the situation here? What are we talking about over here? That the owner appointed Reuven to be a shliach. And all he told him was zil teraim, go take off truma. But v'loy amar lei teraim mehani, he didn't tell him separate truma from this. The standard is that when a Baal Bais separates truma, he takes off from the beinanis from the average produce. But this fellow fellow Reuven went, Vitar Miyafaz, and he took off of better produce, Ubaba Albayas, Umatsoi, and the Balbayas came and found him, Vamrlay, and he told him, Klachetzel Yafaz. And therefore, Imnim to Yafaz Mehen, if it turns out there was actually better produce than what Reuven separated from, Chumase Truma, it's valid Truma, like we explained before. Vimlav, but if there wasn't better produce, in Chumase Truma, it's not valid Truma, because clearly the Balbayas is expressing his displeasure that Reuven separated from the very best stuff. So once again, we're going to have a right over here for Rava. Now we just continue something similar. Amemer, Umar Zotrov, Rav Ashi, these three are my Raim, Iklo, Lubustano, Demari Bar Isak, they visited the orchard of Mari Bar Isak. I see Arisei, Tamri, Rimani, Mishal, Kamayu, the Aris, the sharecropper of Mari Bar Isak, brought dates and pomegranates and placed it before these Rabbonim. Amemer, Rav Ashi, Achli, Amemer, Rav Ashi, ate, because they figured that these belong to the sharecropper and not to Mari Bar Isak, whereas Mari Zotrov, Loi Achil, Mari Zotrov didn't eat anything. Now, Adahachi, in the meantime, also Mari Bar Isak, Mari Bar Isak came, Ashi Chenhu, he found what was going on, Varmali Arisei, and he told the sharecropper, Amile Isis, Luhula Rabbon, Mehanak Shaperta. Why didn't you bring the Rabbanon from these better ones? But after Mari Bar Isak expressed this, Amrli Amemer Rav Ashi Lamar Zotro, Amemer Rav Ashi asked Mar Zotro, Hashta Mailoi Achel Mar. Now, why do you eat from these? Mamanav Shach, either they belong to the sharecropper, or as we see, they most probably belong to Mari Bar Isak, but he's happy about it, so you should at least eat from them. And Vatani, we have a Braisa, Imnim Su Yafas Mehen, if even better produce was found, Chuma Se Chuma, Ruvain's Chuma is valid, which is the case that we just learned about Chuma. So Amrli Mar Zotro told him, Hachi Amar Rava, this is what Rava said, Loi Amar Klachetel Yafas El Inyan Chuma Bavad, Rava only said that this statement of Klachetel Yafas means that what was done is okay is in regards to Truma. Mishum de mitzvahu, because separating Truma is a mitzvah. Vinichale and the Baal Bayis want better stuff to be separated for Truma. Aval Hach over here, Mishum Ksifusahu de Amar Hachi, it's only because he was embarrassed he said this. And really, Mari Bar Isak was not happy that we were given these fruits at all. And he was just embarrassed to express his real intentions, so that's why he said, oh, you really should have given them better stuff. But really, he wasn't happy in the first place, and that's why I'm not eating them at all. But now back to Yishlami Das, Tashma, we have another attempted Raya. But before we get into this Raya, let's understand a little bit about Hechsher Eichlin. Food cannot become Tameh unless it became Mukhshar Lekabel Tomah, susceptible to be Mekabel Tomah. And the way that happens is when it becomes wet with one of the seven halachic liquids, which can be remembered by the acronym Yad Shachat Dam, Yud Dalid Shin Ches Tes Dalid Mem. Yud is for Yayin, wine, Dalid is for Dvash, honey, Shemin is for Shemin, oil, Ches is for Chalav, milk, Tes is for Tal, dew, Dalid is for Dam, which is blood, and Mem is for Mayim, which is water, which is actually the only one mentioned in the Pasuk. Now when this happens, it's called Hechsher Lekabel Tomah. It's now been made susceptible to be Mekabel Tomah. Before this, even if it comes into contact with Tomah, it's not Tameh. It's only after it becomes wet, if something Tameh touches it, it'll become Tameh. Now, as we're going to see, the only way these liquids can be Machshir foods to be Mekabel Tomah is with the consent of the owner. So now knowing that, the Braisa says, Odeyo Atal Lehen, if there's still Tal, there's still dew on his produce, which he put on the roof in order to dry out, Visamach, and the fellow was happy about it, Hariz B'chiyutan, it fits under the category of Kiyutan, which is a literal quote from the Pasuk that says, B'chiyutan Mayim Al Zera, and that's talking about Hechsher Lekabel Tomah, and we use this word B'chiyutan to say that now it's been Mukhshir Lekabel Tomah. However, Nagvu, if they got dried already, Alfisha Samach, even if later on the fellow shows that he's happy that earlier on in the day there was dew on them, so they're not Bechiyutan. Now, time my, why would that be that later on in the day, after they're already dried, even when he shows that he's happy that they were wet in the morning, they're still not Mokshal Kabal Toma? Lav Mishum Deloya Rinan, isn't it because we don't say, that since he revealed his intentions now that he's happy with it, Mekar Nami Nichole, that originally he was also happy with it, and we clearly don't say that. It must be that Yish Shalem Midas as well, Loi Havi Yish, that even though later on he expressed his intentions of Yish, that he gave up hope ever finding this object, since earlier on, when it was picked up, there was no Yish, it's considered that there's no official Yish on this thing, and the finder is not allowed to keep it. Somewhere says not a Raya. Shani Hossam, that case of Hechsher Lekabel Tomah is different, because the Pasuk says Beferish, Ki Yitain, that it has to be placed on. Ad She Yitain, which means he has to place the liquid on physically himself, and therefore it's different. Asking Mari Yahachi, Reisha Nami, what about the Reisha the Braya says well? The Reisha says that if dew fell on it and it was still wet and he was happy about it, it is Mokshar Lekabel Tomah and he didn't place the dew on it, Hashem did. So why is it Mokshar Lekabel Tomah? It doesn't fill the pasuk of Kiyitain that he shall place it. So my answer is Hasam to Rav Papa. Over there in that whole brass, it's like Rav Papa. Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asks a stira. Ksiv the pasuk says Kiyitain, which means if you would read the pasuk without Nikudos, you would read it as Yitain because there's a Yod Tuf Nun over there. However, the Karinon, what's the proper way to read it, Alpi Masaira? Kiyutan with a Vav in there, which means when liquid is placed. So how do we understand the seeming contradiction? On one hand, it seems to be that he has to place the liquid. On the other hand, it seems to be that as long as the liquid is placed on his produce, there's already Hechsher Lekabel Tomah. And the answer is, the yutan, when something is placed on it, has to be similar to the yitain when he places something on it. My yitain lodas, just like when he places something on it, that's with his knowledge and consent and he's happy about it, af kiyutan nami, so too, when liquid is placed on it, lodas, it has to be with his consent and knowledge and he has to be happy about it. And only then there's Hechsher Lekabel Tomah. So there's no raya from Hechsher Lekabel Tomah. to Yerushalayim Midas. So now we come to our final raya, Tashma, to Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Yitzadok, Minay LaAveda Shatva Nahar Shimutares. How do we know that an Aveda that was swept away by the river is mutter to be kept by a person who finds it? That's because the Chsev, the Pasuk says, in regards to the Chiyuv to return a lost object, V'chein Tassel Chamayroi, so you shall do for his donkey, V'chein Tassel Simlasei, so you shall do for his garment, V'chein Tassel Chalaved Sechicha, so you should do for any lost object of your friend, Asher Toivir Menu Umtsasa, that it was lost from him and you found it. So what do we learn from this word, Mimenu, that it was lost from him, Misha Avdehimenu Umtsuyetsa Kol Adam, if it's lost from him, from the owner, but it's found by other people, so then that other person who found it has to return it. Yatsa Zu, it excludes this thing that was swept away by the river, Shavudu Mimenu Ve'enimetsuyetsa Kol Adam, that it's lost not only from the owner, but it's also not found by anybody else, because it was swept away by the river. And it happens to be that Bedarach Nes, this guy found the thing that was swept away by the river. And that's why he's allowed to keep it. And we continue, Vizuri Dominda Teira. The Isser of not being allowed to keep it is similar to the Heter of being allowed to keep it. Ma Teira, just like when he's allowed to keep it, Bain the Isba Semen Ubain the Lesba Semen, as whether if the thing has a semen or doesn't have a semen, Shara is permitted to keep it. Afi Sura, so too when it's Usher to keep, Bain the Isba Semen Ubain the Lesba Semen, whether the item has a semen or doesn't have a semen, Asura it's Usher to keep. Now to Yufta Durava to Yufta, this refutation on Rava. Why is that? Because we said very clearly that when it's Usher to keep, you're not allowed to keep it even if it doesn't have a semen. Now why wouldn't you be allowed to keep it if it doesn't have a semen? It must be because the person wasn't Miyayish yet. Even though we know later on he will be Miyayish when he discovers that he lost it, because again, it doesn't have a semen, so he's going to be Miyayish, still, you're not allowed to keep it because he wasn't Miyayish yet. A clear raya that Yish Lamidas, lo yahave Yish. And the Gemara concludes, Ve'chus HaKavasei Dabai B'yal Kegam, Na'alachas HaKabai, in all these cases, which fit into these letters of Yud Ayin Lamed, Kuf Gimel Mem, and the Yud of Yal Kegam is Yish Lamidas. We paskin like Abai, the Yish Lamidas, lo yahave Yish. And the Chiddush over here is that even though we usually paskin like Rav in the Gemara, in these six scenarios, we paskin like Abai. So that's the entire sugya that Yish Lamidas, lo yahave Yish. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Ravacha Breid Rav LeRav Ashi, V'chim Me'achad Yitosef Rava. Now that we've refuted Rava and we know that Yish Lamidas, lo yahave Yish, well, Hani Tami Dzeka, what about these dates that were blown off the tree by the wind? Hey Chachlin Elahu, how are we allowed to eat them? We know that we are allowed to, but why should we be allowed to? Yish Lamidas is not Yish. So Amalei, he answered him, Kimit Ikash Katsim Ramasim to Ka'achli Elahu, since when they get blown off by the tree, there's going to be Shkatsim Ramasim, different creepy crawlies and creatures. They're going to end up eating these dates and the owner's not going to want them. So therefore, Mekar Yish Miyayish Minayu, originally he's already Miyayish from the ones that are going to be blown off the tree, because he knows that once they're blown off the tree, he doesn't want to touch them. However, we continue asking, Yasmi Dalabne Mechilanenu, what about Yusaimim who are Katanim, they're under Bar Bas Mitzvah? They can't be Michael on these things. My, what can we say over there? Why would you be allowed to eat their dates? So Amalei responded to him, Baga Ba'ar de Yasmi Lemechas Kinon, in a very large valley, which means there's tons of fields over here. We don't have to assume that all the dates belong to Yusaimim. Maybe some of them do, but the vast majority don't, and therefore we don't have to be worried about this. However, he continued asking, Mosek Va'aimin Mai, what about if there's a Chazaka and we know for sure that these dates came from trees that belong to Yusaimim? Or Kirkasa Mai, what about if all of his date trees are surrounded by a wall, and that wall prevents the creepy crawlies from getting the ones that are blown off the tree, and therefore the person's not Miyayish? So Amalei told him, in these cases, Asirun, you're right, you wouldn't be allowed to eat them. But in a standard case where you don't know that it came from Yusaimim, and there's no wall surrounding the tree, so creepy crawlies will get to these dates that fall, so then you are allowed to keep them, because there was already Yish before they fell off the tree. I'll continue explaining the Mishnah, Krichas Rosh Hashanah, Marilu Shaloi. We had said that if he finds bundles in the Rosh Hashanah, he's allowed to keep them. So now we analyze why that's so. Amar Rabba says, Vafil B'davar Sheish by Simen. That's even if these bundles have a simen on them, they have an identifying feature, still the finder's allowed to keep them. Now, Amar Rabba, we see from here that Rabba clearly holds simen also lidaris loy have a simen, that a simen on an object which will eventually be trampled by people and get ruined is not considered a simen. In other words, if a person finds a bundle in Rosh Hashanah Rabim that has a simen on it, Rabba says he's still allowed to keep it, even though it has a simen, because it's also lidaris. It's going to end up being trampled on people in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and that means that the owner who lost it is going to tell himself, I know I have a simen, but it's going to be trampled and it's going to get ruined, and so that means I don't really have a simen, and therefore I'm Miyayish should give up hope of ever finding it, and that's why the finder is allowed to keep it. However, Rava Amar, Rava argues with Rabba and he says, Loi Shanu El B'davar She'en by Simen. One's only allowed to keep this bundle found in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim if it doesn't have a simen. Al B'davar She'yesh by Simen, if it has a simen, Chayv LaHachriz, he does have to announce it. And Amok Rava, we see the Rava holds, Simen also the Daris have a simen. That a simen, even though it will be trampled on eventually, it's still considered a simen because the owner tells himself, I know there's going to be trampled on, but I'm still not giving up hope because maybe it's not going to be totally trampled, or maybe someone's going to find it before it gets trampled and ruined, and therefore one's not allowed to keep it. Now, some teach this machlekes Rab and Rava on its own, not connected to our Mishnah. And here's how it goes. Simen also lidares. What about an object that has a simen, but it's going to eventually be trampled? Rab Amar Rava says, well, I have a simen, it's not a valid simen, and therefore the finder is allowed to keep it. Whereas Rav Amar Rava says, have a simen, it is a valid simen. Sound like more times a riot. Now the Mishnah says, Krichas Bershus Rab Marelu Shaloi. If he finds bundles of Bershus Rabim, he's allowed to keep them. Bershus Yachid, Natal Machriz. If he finds Bershus Yachid in a private domain, he has to take them and announce them. Now, what's the scenario? Eat the last bu simen. If they don't have a simen on them, Bershus Yachid my Machriz. So even when he finds them in Bershus Yachid, Yachid, what's he going to announce? Bundles are fairly standard, and there's nothing he can announce. El Lava must be the Isbu Simon. That we're talking about bundles that have a Simon on them, and that's why when he finds them, there's just a Yachid, he's going to announce that he found these bundles, and the way the owner is going to get them back is by providing the Simon. Ukatani, but we still learned in the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, Harel Shaloi, that when they're found in Rosh Hashanah, they belong to him. Amo, we see from here, Simon Osli Dares, Leav a Simon, that a Simon that will eventually be trampled on, again, because there's people walking back and forth in Rosh Hashanah, they're probably going to step on it and ruin the Simon. It's not considered a valid Simon, and the fellow's allowed to keep them. Tiftu Durava, this is refutation of Rava. So Gemara says, no, Amalcha Rava, Rava would tell you, La'ilm Delaspu Simon. Really, we're talking about bundles that don't have a Simon. With the comment, that what you asked, Rosh Hashanah, my Machr is, that if they were found in Rosh Hashanah, what's he going to announce? Meaning, how's a person going to get them back? He doesn't have a Simon. The answer is, Machr is Makkaim. He'll announce the place. In other words, he's not going to announce what he found. He's going to announce, I found something in such and such a place, and the owner would have to tell him what he found. And so the Makkaim itself that it was found in is considered a Simon, but in Rosh Hashanah, it's not considered a Simon at all. And therefore, when a person finds Rosh Hashanah, he's allowed to keep them. Now, Rabba Amar, Rabba would respond to that by saying that Makkaim lay have a Simon. The place where they're found is not considered a Simon. And now we get into another discussion. The Itmar was stated, Makkaim, what about the place where something was found? Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Loy have a Simon. It's not a valid Simon. For Rava Amar, Rava says, have a Simon. It is a valid Simon. So I think where it brings a brisa, which is going to be a question on both Rabba and Rava. Tashma, the brisa says as follows, Kriyas Bershus Rabim, small bundles of grain found in Bershus Rabim, Harel Shalai, he can keep them. Bershus Yachid, if they're Bershus Yachid, Nadul Machris, he has to take them and announce them. Vo'aluma, if you're talking about large bundles of grain, Bershus Rabim, Bershus Yachid, Nadul Machris, whether he finds them Bershus Rabim or Bershus Yachid, he has to take them and announce them, and they're not Hefker. So there's a question on Rabba, why is it that Aluma's large bundles are not allowed to be kept, even if they're found in Bershus Rabim? As a question on Rava as well, that we're talking about that there's no Semen, so why are large bundles different? And therefore, Rabba Hechim Taratzlov, Rava Hechim Taratzlov, how does Rabba answer this and how does Rava answer this? And so Gemara tells us as follows. Rabba Mitarsel Tamei, Rabba answers Lashitasai b'Semen, that we're talking about that it does have a Semen. Rabba Mitarsel Tamei b'Makkaim, Rabba explains Lashitasai, that we're talking about the place where it was found. We're further explained this, Rabba Mitarsel Tamei b'Semen, Rabba explains according to his own Shita that we're talking about bundles that have a Semen, and therefore, Krichas B'Shus Rabim, where we're talking about small bundles in B'Shus Rabim, Hariel Shalai, they belong to him when he finds them. Mishum Chav Gimel Ralaf on the top of the Midrasa. That's because they're going to be stepped on by the people in B'Shus Rabim, and their Semen's going to get ruined, and therefore it's a Semen Asali Dares, which according to Rabba is like have a Semen. When these small bundles are in Rosh Hashanah, he has to take them and announce them, delay mitrasa, because they're not going to be stepped on. They're in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, since they have a simon, they have to be announced. Whereas Valumais, when we're talking about large bundles, whether he finds them in Rosh Hashanah or even in Rosh Hashanah, he has to take them and announce them, keeping the Gavion, since they're very high, they're tall, loy mitrasa, they're not going to be stepped on at all by people in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, it's not considered a simon osli dares, and therefore, there's not going to be any yish, and that's why when he finds them, even in Rosh Hashanah, he would have to take them and announce them. Now, Varav Mitarsel Tamei, Rava answers Lashitasai, B'makkaim, we're talking about the place where they were found. Krichas B'Shus Rabim, when there were small bundles in Rishus Rabim, Harilo Shalei, they belong to him. Dimanashtafa, because they're going to be kicked around by people in the Rishus Rabim, and even if the person dropped them or left them over there, they're not found over there, they were found over here. Or if he left them over here, they're not going to be found here, they're going to be found there, because people in Rishus Rabim kick them around, so there's no simon of Makkaim. Whereas B'Shus Yachad, when he finds these small bundles in Rishus Yachad, Chayv L'Hachras, he does have to announce them, Dilemanashtafa, because they're not going to be kicked around. And Va'alumais, when we're talking about large bundles, Bain B'Shus Rabim, Bain B'Shus Yachad, whether they were found in Rishus Rabim or Rishus Yachad, Noitel Machriz, he has to take them and announce them. Kivin the Yakiri, since they're heavy, Lamanashtafa, they're not going to be kicked around, and therefore, even when he finds them in Rishus Rabim, he can announce, Makkaim, I found something in this place in the Rishus Rabim, and the person's going to be able to say, oh, you found large bundles, because that large bundle did not move, it stayed in the exact same place. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.